Bez Hashem continues Shmir Saloshin Shar Tevuna Perik Gimel Shin 144 with the Chavetz Chaim. As we mentioned yesterday, he tells us do the opposite of the one who speaks Lashon Hara. The one that speaks Lashon Hara, he goes around to different groups of people, he gathers information, then he uses it with this poison to ruin friendships, to attack people, to make people feel lousy. Do the opposite. Don't go around to these groups. Avoid them. But now the Chavetz Chaim says, gradually, one step at a time. The same way when you go to a gym, you don't go to the 500 pounds right away. You start slow, and you work yourself up. Gradually, day after day. Step by step, steadily, slowly. First, train yourself not to want to and not to go around large groups. And don't always have to be curious of, oh, what just happened? What's going on? It's two things we're discussing here. One is, don't have that desire. Try to work on that desire to have to always be amongst those large groups and have to always know what's going on. There's some people, they're like a magnet. If there's something going on, they have to know about it. Chavetz Chaim says, don't do that. Then, v'achakach yargel znashu la'at la'at, then slowly train yourself, little by little, shlo yoyve l'shmaya shum chadoshes, not to be interested in hearing about the news and those things that are happening around you. Obviously, things that are important that you have to find out about, time of davening, find out. Things that are important, find out. Someone's making a simcha, wish him mazel tov. And that's something important. If lo yaleinu, there was a tragedy, try to find out. You have to menachem avel, you have to maybe help somebody. Those are things that are important. But the narishkeit, the mishigas, the nonsense, we have to train ourselves, says the Chavetz Chaim, to not care about it, not to want to know what's going on. You hear what's going on? You train yourself like this to avoid these large groups and to avoid trying to find out all the news. Hashem will help you to be a shomer shmiras haloshen. You will have been enveloped with this protection by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is now watching over you. You are a person that Hashem says, you don't want to speak Lashon Hara? You don't want to hear Lashon Hara? I'm going to protect you. You're learning the halachas, you're learning the musar, and you're putting it to practice, into action. Imagine someone comes over to you. And better yet, comes over to you in shul. He says, you won't believe what just happened. And he says, you won't believe what just happened. And you look at him and you say, you know, maybe I'd love to hear a little later. We're not in shul right now. And he doesn't hear a word you're saying. So he starts talking to you. He doesn't hear a word you say. So you tell him, Yanko, Beryl, Shmerel, whatever his name is. And you tell him, can I make a birchas haTorah on what you're about to say? And he looks at you like you're Meshuggah. He says, what? And he starts talking to you. He doesn't even hear a word you're saying. So you ask him again, politely, say, can I make a bracha on Limud haTorah, on what you're about to tell me? No. Anyway, so let me tell you. So you say, you know what? I'd rather wait till I go outside to hear what you have to say. I'm in shul now. And you can remind him, Simon Kufnun Aleph, Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, about the importance of only talking proper things, conversations in the shul. But you know what's going to happen once you go outside? He's already with someone else. He forgot about you. Your history. You're not news anymore. Ad shebehemshech hazman ya'azreinu Hashem. Hashem will help you over the course of time. That this person with the siyat shemayim from Hashem will acquire this midah, this trait, this attribute of guarding his tongue and not speaking lashon hara. Shim yira achakach l'adam echad oiver alisu lashon hara kiyizbezeh tispali benafshei olav. That if afterwards you see someone who's transgressing the iser of speaking lashon hara, you're going to wonder what is going on. How could this be? How could this person be speaking lashon hara? Kikvar muzor loy dover zebateva. Because for you, this type of behavior is foreign. It's strange. Just like by other people, when it comes to other Yisurim, they wonder, what is that person talking during davening? How could that be? We're in the shul, Beis Knesses. We say, Amen Yehishmi Rabba, Hashem's name should be great in the shul. And they're talking about nonsense? Is that a baby that they brought into shul? I love babies, but in the shul? That's what's happening to the person. Doesn't understand. Why is that father, who's such a nice person, wearing that baby suit that you put the baby in? It's not Purim time. It's not a kangaroo. What's going on over here? He's bringing a little nine-month-old baby. This is what's going to happen. The person, he's going to see that something wrong is taking place. And that's the first step. Hashem's going to be given the siyata shemaya to protect himself, to acknowledge there's a ra. Little babies do not belong in shul. That's disturbing the kedushas beis haknesses. And that's what's going to happen over here when the person's taking one step at a time. Not to speak lashon hara, but not going to those places that they gather to just get the gossip. And we have to be careful though. Because in every mitzvah we do, you know who's dragging along with us? The Yetzer Hara. And you have to be careful. Don't think you're someone so special. Because then you look down at other people. And that's gaiva, that's arrogance. Be careful not to do that. They don't know yet. You know why? Maybe they didn't listen to the shir yet. You could send it to them. Hey, you can blame it on the rabbi. Blame it on me. Send them the shir. But don't look down on other people who are doing the wrong thing because they might not have learned it yet. We have to acknowledge to ourselves what's wrong and stay away from it. And be friendly with others. Smile to them. Bring them into the right fold. But don't look down on them.